Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Coughlish. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you today?
I'm just fine. You're just back from vacation?
Yes.
Ooh.
Tried not to post that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Now you're posting pictures. Okay.
Well, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Family does. I don't.
Okay. All right. So where'd you go?
We went to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
Wife has family there, so we traveled to Oklahoma.
Okay. So how was the whole Oklahoma trip?
You know, it's pretty outstanding. They had the heat wave like we did the week before.
Yeah.
So we were in Oklahoma when it was 85 degrees.
Well,
I tell you what.
Oklahoma in 85.
It's like playing lottery. No storms either.
You didn't even see a tornado?
Nope.
Okay.
A few raindrops on the way home, but other than that, clear skies, great days.
One year when I was a kid, we drove to New Mexico. And because my sister lived out there in Albuquerque. So I remember going through Kansas and Oklahoma because there were tornadoes on each side of the road.
All the time.
I was just like, okay. And Dad just kept driving. There's a tornado.
You're the original storm chaser.
That's right.
Was your car up to snuff to stay on the road?
Well, it was a station wagon.
There you go.
Fully loaded. Yep. So it had to be 6,000-7,000 pounds. Wind wasn't going to move that thing. All right. We're going to talk about the upcoming school year and things like that. Things going on in the police department in just a few moments with the chief. So stay tuned here to WFIW.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
When you take out a loan on your 401k, which you should never do, when you leave your company because you die, because you get a better job, or because they fire you, just when you leave, if you've not repaid the loan is considered an early withdrawal. If you don't repay it in 60 days, you get all the penalties and all the taxes. You never borrow on your 401k. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection, talking to Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Coughlish. So you didn't tell anybody you were going,
right,
except for, like, your neighbors. You let them know.
And my coworkers.
And your coworkers. Well, they had to know.
Right.
Where the heck's Chief? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
The paycheck were done, so we're all right.
Okay. So everything got done while you were gone.
Yep.
And you didn't post any pictures online
while you were gone. Well, I did. Like I said, I don't have access.
You don't have access.
I hope my other half did but I encourage not
you've
to.
You've encouraged her not to do
correct
that. Okay. And that is to keep those who monitor those sites
prying eyes away.
Yeah. All right. All right. We've got school starting up here at the end of the week.
Summer's over.
Summer is officially over.
That is just flew by again, three times faster than last year.
Exactly.
It's amazing how that happens.
Yeah. When you just wait till the kids are in high school. it will go faster at that point.
I'm sure it will.
So what do we need to know about school? Well, we talked about this a little bit last time, but let's talk about it again. And are the new fines in effect for passing a school bus?
I'd say, I don't know if they went through July 1st or January 1st. I'm not sure.
Okay. It's still not a good idea.
Yeah, it's a very bad idea. Strongly discouraged.
Strongly discouraged you from passing a stopped school bus.
Yes, and we have issues here in town. It is school season. Buses will be out. Walkers will be out. A few bicyclers will be out. I still see bicycles at both schools, Center Street and Northside. So with school buses out, once again, reminder, it is against the law to pass a school bus when the stop arm is extended. This will include loading and unloading zones at Northside School and Center Street School.
Right.
So if you're coming down East Parkhurst, mm-hmm, and a bus has its arm extended, you must stop. The frustrating part is, we all know it, this is the first week of school. You're going to have kids. You make sure they're going where they're going, where they're sitting. It takes more time at this time.
Okay.
So be patient with the children. Be patient with the drivers. Be patient with the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop at those signs and make sure everybody goes home safely.
And also, there'll be more pedestrians out.
Yep.
So you got to be on the lookout for them.
Especially, you'll have I assume they're still going to do the Kingdom Kids this year. We'll have crossings at a crossing guard at First Street after school to get children across at Center Street and First over to the Baptist Church for that program.
Do you ever have problems with the crossing guard there?
Yes.
Because I'm like, I don't know that most people would stop for a crossing guard.
Right. If you look at it, you don't see them very often anymore.
Right.
It is posted pedestrian crosswalk with a flashing light that's activated after school.
Right.
It's not on any other time. We turn on during the Christmas parade because we have the Christmas with Charlie.
Chili with Charlie.
My apologies. But we activated that time just to give more exposure to the intersection.
Right.
There is a crossing guard there. It's a busy intersection, being one block off Delaware.
Right.
And then you have school traffic from one way. Even though the schools are staggered on exit times, by the time everybody gets out, kids get up to that intersection, it's a busy time.
Okay.
So use extra caution there. And also on Douglas Street, the 100 block of East Douglas is where the church is, and they use that road crossing over between the play area and the church.
Oh, yeah.
So caution in that area also.
All right.
And the chaperone, teacher, whatever their terminology is, they will go out first before they allow the children to cross on Douglas Street.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there should be somebody watching it.
Yes.
Okay. And then driving around high school?
Everywhere. Encourage no phone use. Definitely not.
No cell phones in school zones.
It's easier just to put it down, put it away, because crosswalks are there, crosswalks are painted, not always used.
Right.
You never know when a child's going to come out, or, you know, a parent's like, I'll sit down here where nobody else is, thinking that it's easier to get in and get out.
Right.
So you never know where they're going to appear.
Right.
It is very congested around Center Street School. It's just congested around all of them.
Right.
It's a busy, busy place.
I'm just like, just having flashbacks to when I was picking the girls up at the high school. And that traffic is nuts.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have some reduced parking due to the parking schedule that we created.
Okay.
To allow vehicles to get through. It's a whole lot easier to travel now down there.
Right.
And you can only park on one side of the street. It's still dual parking on both sides on King Street, on West King. But second, third, and fourth are one side only.
Okay. Are we still going to have police walkthroughs at North Side and Center Street?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Every day. And then we'll have one stationed at the high school.
Okay. There will be an officer.
It will be a patrol officer.
A patrol officer, because we don't have another officer to spare right now.
We're getting close.
Getting close.
Just not quite there yet.
Okay. There is an eligibility list.
Yes,
it has been made.
It has been completed.
Okay.
So now there's other testing.
Okay.
That will take more time, and then getting into an academy.
Okay.
It's like a domino.
More testing.
More testing.
And then hopefully into an academy.
Yep.
Okay. All right, we are talking to Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Cogglazier, and we will be back in just a few moments with more, so stay tuned.
Fried chicken? Love it. That's a topic on the show about absolutely nothing. We call it morning coffee. We even give you the opportunity to chime in. There really isn't anything like this. It's about nothing. And we invite a guest to take the rudderless ride along with us. That's Morning Coffee, weekdays between 8 and 9 on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 FM WFIW. Or you can find our shows archived and streaming live on WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Cogglazier. Exhausted all of the school stuff, as far as we know.
I doubt that.
You are going to have, you're going to do a test in one of the schools, one of those.
All schools.
You're going to do them in all schools?
Required by law.
Oh, okay.
Every year we are required to do a law enforcement drill with the schools.
Okay.
For an active threat. And they recently changed that this year to have to do within the first 90 days of school with kids present. We had done with staff present and kind of kept amplifying our response.
Right.
But now the kids are going to be involved. So that will be announced when that happens in advance so everybody knows. But, yeah, we'll be completing that drill for the schools.
Okay. All right. So in the first 90 days?
Yep. First 90 days of school.
Northside and Center Street, you have to do them both separately,
they are
even though they're one district.
They are considered separate schools.
All right. So you'll be doing that. We always get calls when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
There are police at the school. Police at the school. What's going on?
We're going to be there anyway. You're going to see cars out front at both of them.
Okay.
All three of them.
Oh, well, all right.
Because we're going to be patrolling the high school, walkthroughs the other one. So
right.
It should not be an unusual sight for the city of Fairfield.
Okay. All right. So we've got that coming up. Be aware of that then. As the date gets closer, you'll let us know, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Let's talk about the Fall Fun Fest. With the start of school, that could mean the Fall Fun Fest is only
right
days
around
away.
The corner. Beer tomorrow, how it feels.
I can almost taste the corn dog now. So what do you have to do to get prepared for the Fall Fun Fest?
I believe our permits are already in place to shut down the roadway.
Okay.
We will shut it down on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. So it will be shut off at Northeast 4th Street at the gazebo. And the official detour route will go south to Center, up to First, then back to First, back to Main Street.
Okay.
So that will go in place. We will monitor that nightly. Walkthroughs of that as well.
Okay.
Just like we have the past several years. Just give a little more comfort that we're up there.
Right.
Quicker response times.
Yeah.
So as in every year, we encourage people to come out and have a great time and enjoy the downtown.
Okay. So now, the other day, I was in Walmart and I saw my sister and she's like, did you hear this story? And I apparently missed the story because it was new and I just missed the story. I hadn't listened to the news that day about the Texas Walmart. And she goes, I'm in Walmart, but I know where my exits are. What do you want people to tell you about when they're up at the Fall Fun Fest? Do you want them to come to you with general complaints or
anything?
Anything.
If we don't know about it, then we can't do anything about it. So I use the terminology like everybody else does. If you know something, say something.
Okay.
Never hurts. Well, whether it's a Crime Stoppers tip, a direct call, a flag an officer down, call City Hall, any way we can get the information, we will gladly accept anything.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the forefront of the news right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, it's not. It could happen anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, just somebody could have a bad day. Somebody could plan it. Somebody. You just never know when that call may come.
Okay.
So.
All right. So be aware.
Be aware. Like I said, if you have information, please contact any law enforcement agency or just get the information to us.
Okay. All right, and so Crime Stoppers, let me go back to 911. 911 is the easy number to call.
Yes.
All right, can you text 911?
Yes.
You can text.
In Wayne County, you can.
In Wayne County, you can text 911.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you send video to 911?
We are in the process of that.
Process of that.
That is going to be a mandate coming down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you see it coming down the pike and...
Yep.
You're getting ready for it.
Oh, we know it's coming.
Oh, okay.
It's in place. There's deadlines.
Oh, okay.
So, yep, we know that's coming.
Okay. What else is going on with 911?
911 side, busy every day as usual.
Right. It's a call volume.
Yeah.
Per hour. What is that? Do you know?
I don't have it off the top of my head. Tom would be the one to research that and tell me. I just know every time I walk in that room, they're always on the phone. which that's what we're here for. One thing that we are kind of looking at is maybe some reverse notifications. So if there's an alert in your area, you might be able to previously opt into a system and we can notify you if something's going on.
Oh, okay.
That's in the bare bone beginning stages. No definite on that at this time.
Oh, okay.
But we are researching it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So if you opt into a system and maybe something as simple as a boil order in your area, you would get that.
You get a text.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like I said.
Well, that would be convenient.
Bare bones, don't know if it's definite yet, but we are looking at it.
Okay. And you can text 911 in Wayne County.
That's great.
That's impressive. Okay, we are talking to Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Conklager. We'll be back in just a few moments with more.
This is where some people try to hit capitalism, and they try to say capitalism removes this social welfare net. That's not capitalism that is responsible for it. It's selfishness. That's the problem. I think that when you are blessed through that, you bless other people, because that's what I think you're supposed to do. The reason that we are in the position that we are is because people don't do that. This is not something that you can mandate through the government. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
We are talking to Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Conklager, and we are talking about things going on. Tomorrow night at the Fairfield City Council meeting, they're going to talk about the side-by-side golf cart rule again. Mm-hmm. So we're not any closer to finalizing that. We're apparently close to finalizing of it, but not...
Sticking points are still there.
Okay.
And we don't want to rush something through that we'd have to modify later. We want to get it right the first time, as best we can.
Right.
Nothing will be perfect, and not everybody will agree. I've done research. I've recommended crossings, certain crossings. If you go to neighboring jurisdictions, I give you City of Albion. If you traveling in, right past when you pass the school, traveling east, you'll see the golf cart signs. That's one of their crossings. And then you go through the square, and then you're heading out by the cleaners heading to Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
You'll see another set. So designated crossings, that's in the City of Albion. I don't know where they all are.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the ones I observe. That,
right.
This, you know, beware, this is where carts are crossing. So we are looking at those intersections in town to see what we can find. I have proposed three, and I have forwarded those to IDOT.
Okay.
A traffic engineer has been in contact with me, and he's brought concerns about a couple of them to my attention.
Oh, okay.
So actually, this last week, I went out and I did research. I went out in a golf cart, and I went out in a side-by-side.
Oh, okay.
And I checked the intersections we discussed, and I actually checked all the intersections to see how it all worked. His concerns were valid.
Oh.
So I'm already going to make a recommendation to move one of them for sure.
Okay.
In the long run, basically the argument is designated crossings versus crossing any street in town. That's kind of the sticking point right now.
Right.
It depends on time of day. When I did mine is between 9 and noon on a Wednesday. Pretty heavy travel day. People are out shopping. I can tell you right now there's intersections that you can't see. And by the time you eased up far enough, Northeast, Southeast 3rd is the one I'll give you example on Main Street.
Right.
Commonly referred to where the bank fountain is or the Main Street gym area.
Right.
People should know where I'm talking about. Time you ease out far enough, because you got to imagine that we've had several close calls in vehicles. But if you're easing out in a golf cart and you're easing out in a side-by-side, you're so much closer to the front of the vehicle, you got to get out farther.
Right.
So almost time you can make a decision, you're already committed. So it's dangerous, but at the same time, that same intersection at 7:30 at night is probably not a problem.
Okay.
Because businesses are closed, nobody's shopping. So that's considerations that we're taking right now. And I think also another point of interest with the council is passengers.
Mm-hmm.
With child seats.
Okay.
So anybody under the eight years of age in the state of Illinois have to be in an approved child seat.
Okay.
Child seats are designed, crash tested in vehicles, not golf carts.
Right.
Not side-by-sides, at 30 mile an hour. So they never were designed to be put on that equipment.
Right.
So that's a decision that they've asked me about to research, and I have that information to them. Permits, that's been another question. Are we going to do plates? Are we going to do a sticker? My recommendation is a plate, because everybody in the community, if somebody's doing wrong or something, they know to look for a license plate.
Right.
They know what they're looking for. If you're looking for a sticker, it may not be big enough. You may not be able to identify that person other than, well, I know it's so-and-so. Or this black cart came flying by me. Well, we got a lot of black carts, you know. So just some points in there. We had a little trying to find vendors
right
to buy those from and have them up front when the permits would be available. So, okay. I mean, it's good to research it all out.
Right.
That
then
way.
Do you even have a standard for the inspection yet?
Yeah, that's in the state law. So, like the brakes, the turn signals, the horn, slow moving vehicle sign, that's all standardized. Yeah.
Okay.
So, like those three points that I just discussed, the crossings,
yeah,
the passengers, and whatever permits mechanism we choose.
Okay.
That's kind of the hot topics of the ordinance right now.
Okay.
Just trying to align all those and give all the information I can to the council.
So once they decide to enact that, the vehicle would have to be inspected by the police.
Correct.
And so that is standardized. What you're looking for there is seat belts,
yep,
blinkers, a slow moving vehicle sign.
And there's a couple other things, but it's all in there. Yeah.
Okay. So you already know what the inspection is going to entail.
Yes.
And then would they get
would they get
the sticker or the plate at
that time
at the police station?
Yes.
Or do they have to
yes.
go to the DMV?
No, we're going to take care of it all local at the police department.
Okay.
Our database, we can input everything and track everything. It's just like I said, getting everything in place before we kick it off is key.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. I know some people may be frustrated it's taking so long, but we don't want to miss a step, you know, with our discussions with IDOT or the council discussion with whoever.
Okay.
We want to make sure that we're doing right and check with other, you know, have you guys had trouble? You know, you've had this in place for 3 years. What's your issues? Do you see volumes of this or whatever? So we're doing all that behind the scenes.
Okay.
And then we present what we can to the council, then discussions, you know, lead to other questions, and we're just trying to fine-tune everything.
All right. All right, that is coming up at the council meeting tomorrow night. They're going to have discussion on that, and the mayor was like, maybe a vote, maybe not. Don't know.
Right.
So be looking for that. And, Chief, thanks for coming out.
I appreciate it, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you again next month, right before the Fall Fun Fest.
Yeah, be safe. We'll be looking forward to it.
Okay. That's going to do it for today.